I had this confession quite some time, but I lost contact with it by going back to regular routine. But it says, I'm energy, I'm strength, I'm power, I'm filled and thrilled with omnipotent life. The vitality of God permeates every fiber of my being. I am well and whole in every part of my body. The grace and powers of our Lord Jesus Christ enfolds me. Living Father, this thy holy temple, thou making it a perfect dwelling place from which shall radiate thy healing love and wisdom to all mankind. Father, thou glorify me that I also may glorify thee. Life abundant quickens me now. Love all powerful heals me. God's strong, pure life is now active in and through every cell in my body. His perfect image of my every organ is now vitalized in me in perfect form by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Every cell in my body is vitalized and restored. I've come to him and I'm healed and I am healthy. Now, 4:30 this morning, the Lord woke me up and told me to bring this forth to you. And I want to say something, but I say it cautiously with the wisdom of God. I have a lot of white sons and daughters in different races and backgrounds. But those who are black, you never had the privilege of understanding proper eating. You never had the privilege of understanding at large, of understanding why we lead the disease and the sickness bracket, why more blacks are on a dialysis machine than anybody else, is because of a lack of instruction that we have not received. So I can't see how you can sit back and not willing to make the changes. There are some causes of sickness. Number one, and I'm not putting them in chronological order, Satan, he wants you sick. Another reason for sickness is sin. Another reason for sickness and disease is self. And I think it's self-ignorance or self who is locking tradition. And then there's another reason for sin is the system, not for sin, for sickness. The system is sick. But here's the one I want you to hear. I think it's the fourth or fifth one. Eating slop. We have a tendency to eat slop and think it's good. You remember the boy in the 15th chapter of Luke? He desired to eat the husk from the swine field. And the definition of sloppy is badly cooked or unappetizing food or drink. And so with our cell system, we're fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made. We have 100 trillion cells in us, living cells. 3 trillion is passed out every day. Trillion. We're not talking about million. We're not talking about billion. We're talking about trillion. And so I am to tell you what I've learned. Building your health by feeding your cells the proper diet. It's very simple. Building your health. And then we find out, basically, not just talking about being a vegetarian, basically, it's a plant diet. It's where all the enzyme and vitamins and minerals and nutrition. Our body is a living organ, therefore our body must be sustained, listen to me very carefully, by living food. When we put living food in our body, our cells explode in life, and sickness and disease cannot handle that type of environment. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, It's going to be a foundational scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, why is it that we are word people and we are prayers, and we do a lot of praying? We are church attenders, we are tithers, we're not living an unholy life, we're living a holy life as best as we can, but we love God. Why then are we still sick? Notice what he says now. You can't take a part of the word you want and not the whole part. Jesus said, Matthew 4:4, man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you cannot let bread overrule word. Are you following me? And so we have a tendency traditionally, religiously, to fight to eat wrong. And now the Lord is challenging you to tell you how you want to live. You want to live long, satisfied life, or you want to live a short life, or you want to live a long life with sickness and disease at the end of your days. Quite naturally, each one of us should be wise enough and yield to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to teach me, to help me, to receive this revelation and understanding that I may apply to my life to drive out sickness and disease. Because if prayer would have drove it out, it had been out. Prayer have driven it out, but we keep putting it back in. That's the secret. All right? Now, so this verse says, verse 22, talking about God's word, for they are life unto those that find them, unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Then it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I submit to you, I talked about last night, letting the word and the Holy Spirit drill a hole in your soul. I submit to you that word heart there can be interchangeable with soul. It's your conscience, it's your understanding, it's your willingness that you need to understand the word with. And then he says, put away from thee a forward mouth. Now, a forward mouth is a mouth that talks both ways. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lip. Put forth from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Then he says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now there's a insight here in studying, looking in the commentary and studying this, about how many body parts are in this verse. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, the lip, the feet. So here's a body experience. Here's a body experience with health. He says, I don't know if I'm going to capitalize on that aspect of it, but I want you to understand your eyes, your heart, your flesh, your mouth, your lip, your feet. They all are in these verses 20 through 25, powerful. In reading these verses, in my research, here's one thing you have to understand. I'll tell you what we're talking about in a few moments. The word of the teacher can escape unless they are guarded. When you're taught something, it will escape you unless you guard it. Okay, number two, wise teaching is a source of life and health. Wise teaching is a source of life and health. Cling to the life-given quality of true instruction. That's what he's saying here. Cling to the life-giving quality of true instruction. And there are some other words you need to capitalize on from Proverbs chapter 4, 20-27. Communication, that's instruction. Attention, behavior, application, results. Communication, attend to. It establishes your behavior. Application, results. Here's what we're going to talk about from a 4:30 this morning experience. How to live in ever-increasing health. No matter what age you are, no matter what your blood type, if you learn the right principles of living before God, and what had been left out is the proper eating manner. We know prayer. We know sin is wrong, don't we? Yeah, we know. And we're not making ourselves sick normally. So here God in his end time is revealing to us that the contamination of the world system has gotten in the church. Now many were hush and they said, I'm gonna do this. This is not all that bad. You have a choice. But yet I'm saying I see, because all the years I've been praying for 43 years for people, I buried some people too early. I visited people who were too sick for no reason because they loved God and they were genuine Christian, but yet their sickness kept them in their bed until they left here. And I didn't know what to tell them. I prayed for them. I know the anointing was there. See, the anointing can come, but if you dishonor the anointing by putting poison in your body, in which most things that has been living and has been killed, anything with a face on it, is full of toxin. We have to come to the reality of it. We don't want to. I've seen sad faces when I'm preaching and teaching because the people go to wonder about all the good stuff I eat and how I fix it. But yet, how do you want your body? So I'm going to give you some things here that will help you. Here's the first thing. Walking in the path of the truth, your step will be increasingly bright, characterized by insight and wisdom as you seize and obey the instruction that you will receive. See, that was Proverbs 4:20 talking about. See, one more time. Walking in the path of the truth, your step will be increasingly bright, characterized by insight and wisdom as you seize and obey the instruction that you receive. Now we know 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I give the illustration last night of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit drilling a hole in your soul. Like in Mark 2, when those gentlemen were bringing that man who was lame and they couldn't get to Jesus, they drilled a hole in the roof and they let him down in there. So that's the same way you got to let the Word of God drill a hole in your soul. All right. Number one, developing the importance of your health. Developing the importance of your health. And I put a little statement on the side of that. Keep telling yourself the truth. See? And so here in 3 John, Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. Within that enlightenment of what your health really is and how to maintain your health, then you will make that one of the most important things in your life. We want to live strong. We don't want to be bedridden. We don't want to be on medicine all our life. We don't want to be weak. So how important is your health to you? Is there something else more important? I mean, you know, we have eternal life. But how important is your health to you? Or you, there's something else you like to eat, or there's something else you like to do that is more important than your health, then you have the right to choose and you have the right to have that. But once you hear the truth, you have to attend to it. See, and you're hearing the truth. So develop the importance of your health. Is your health important to you? If God provides a way to show you what's happening to you, that sickness is a satanic oppression. All right? Now, Satan can make you sick unless you violate something God has told you to do or ignore what revelation God brings to your life. And then Satan has the right to make you sick. All right? Number two, now this is a powerful one here. Luke 21:15 said, God give us mouth and wisdom that the enemy has no gainsay. Investigating everything that, I can't say it like that. Investing everything before it goes in your mouth. I had investing everything that goes in your mouth, but I want to, before you put in your mouth, investigating everything before you put it in your mouth. That is powerful. That is powerful. Now, I see many people being healed by that statement. I see health flowing like rivers of living water. Right here, right now. I see it in my spirit. If a person will attend to this revelation and every particle they am to put in their mouth, they give the Holy Spirit permission to tell them, is life in here or death? See, death and life and the power of the tongue is not just what you say. You see what I'm saying? And so we cannot do this on our own. We're too contaminated. Our appetite is too perverted. Thank God he gave us somebody who can handle it, the Holy Spirit. So you're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to investigate what you're putting in your mouth. You're going for a joyride that's going to come back to haunt you? You wouldn't dare. Most Christians I know wouldn't dare commit adultery or fornication. They wouldn't do it. But they would eat anything. And that's a form of adultery. That's a form of fornication, because you just got in the enemy territory, and now he can do to you what he want to do. Now, I say what I'm seeing, what I believe the Holy Spirit is revealing to me is sickness and disease in a Christian life, sickness and disease get in mostly by eating. All right? And so I think that'll take a high percentage of sickness out of the body of Christ, 80-90%. You know, some are sin on purpose, but most of the people I know love God and want to live right. The people in this room with me, most of the people on this line, I know them as sons and daughters. They want to live right. My sons and MVBs, they want to live right, LTMA. I know them because we have certain guidelines in our ministry to live right. All right. So I can go on and on about investigate what goes in your mouth, like Luke 21:15, because there's a wisdom there. You have to have wisdom. Listen, from this day forward, let the wisdom of God help you to determine what you're going to put in your mouth. I said, there's no condemnation here. I don't want to condemn you. You got a right to make your choice. But if you want what I'm teaching, you see, you're going to have the Holy Ghost. You're going to have wisdom. You're going to have faith to do this. Just take you off the natural radar. As a son and daughter of God, you have a right to know the truth. The next thing, installing healing and health website in your soul. Installing healing and health website in your soul. Wow. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, will be that major installation. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Second verse, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit if I follow his instruction. He says, who forgive all my iniquity, number one, healeth all my disease, number two, redeemeth my life from destruction, number three, crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy, number four, and then number five, satisfy my mouth with good things. Now, you know I'm going to pause there. Satisfy my mouth. God, I know it can be revealed here that you speak the right thing, okay? But then there's a deeper dimension here that you eat the right thing. Satisfy. God have made it possible through the hallelujah diet of Genesis 1:29 for you to put things in your mouth that satisfy your mouth and satisfy your cells, that you can live a strong, healthy life all the days of your life while you're here on earth. So he says, satisfy my mouth with good things. And then it says, so that, in that same chapter, that he may renew my youth like the eagle. So you see, getting old is an old age condition that the world system have set before us. We watch the calendar. We watch the clock. You don't suppose, watch what you eat. Your eating erased the calendar. It erased the clock. And you just go on strong and not even knowing how many years you've been here. You just enjoying life. You just eating an apple or eating some fruit or eating some vegetable, putting live. This is live food, yeah. It ain't cooked. It ain't killed. See, you kill food when you cook it. All the enzyme, all the nutrition. So you got a cell that need live nutrition, and you trying to put, if it's such a thing, dead nutrition in it. And so therefore, we start getting old, we start getting weak, because everybody we know did that. You follow me? And there's many who did not do that and live strong lives. I can't overemphasize installing healing and health website in your soul. See, your spirit already got the website of God. It's your soul who is about to translate to your body what's going on. And when you train your soul, when you got a hold in your soul, your Holy Spirit can go into your spirit go into your soul go in your body, you make decisions, make the right choices. All now, this, I'm guilty through ignorance to a certain extent. For the last 10 years or more, my wife and I have been searching or more back more than in. What is it? I think at time the Lord permitted me to wear one of the strongest anointing in the world at time. And I have people connected with me that respect my anointing. But I don't like to see them sick. So I want to know what it is, you know, because I know most Christians are sick. And here God is revealing it. He already gave me the wealth message. Now he come along with the health message. And so we got to have wisdom. We had to understand that God is trying to help us to live a long time. I can't overemphasize. I won't do it again, because installing healing and health website in your soul. In other words, memorize the word. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. I mean, listen for it. Listen for directions from God. All right. Somebody timing me? 25 minutes. Okay. I don't want to run out of time here. Stop all insanity about your health and begin to operate in the God kind of faith about your health. There's a scripture here in Proverbs. You know, Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Wow. 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 When thou liest down, verse 24, thou shalt not be afraid. I tell you, this thing, this insight have taken a level of fear from me. I'm gonna pray in tongues. There's so much information about sickness and disease and medicine and this person got this and this person got that. And then this insight revealed to me, I don't have to have it. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, I'm not concerned about the sickness and disease that might be prevalent at any given time, because I've learned through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to take myself off the radar. It's just so thrilling to know we have found, I believe, the last piece of the puzzle. You know, we have faith. We love God with all our heart, all mind, all soul, and strength. But where are we being deceived at? What causing us to pray, live right? Again, I won't go over it. Live right, attend church, pay our tithe, give offering, praise God, worship God, you know? And what causing us, and then we got a God say he's the God of hell? Huh? Then sickness and diseases have no connection with heaven. So why live on hell on earth if you know the truth? You know, this is one of the biggest challenges in people's life, this food thing. You know, because I know by my own personal self. And finally, the Holy Spirit said, Leroy, you're not going to be able to do this without me. You're too perverted. Your appetite too perverted. You're around so-called good cooks. And you've ate all kind of meal. You see what I'm saying? Now, here, a insight that may make you or help you to make a final decision. Your health is a master key to wealth. Because if God lets you have wealth and you don't understand health, you're going to kill yourself more high class. Just going to a more high class Greek restaurant. You see? See? So I believe the reason he gave me this second part of the covenant is that wealth had been knocking on our door to the revelation of money coming, but it couldn't come in because on the knob was the sin of killing yourself by improper eating, you know. So we thought about moderation. No, that's a trick. You know, moderation? No. What word I get? Moderation. No, moderation, condemnation. No, that's not the word. The word here is conversion. It's not moderation. It's another type of conversion. Your eating must be converted. If your eating is not converted, you will remain in perversion. And so behind the door, you're going to do exactly what you want to do. And then you're going to stay in healing line. You're going to stay in medicine line. Every 6 months, you got to go to the doctor because your prescription is over. And they don't fill it unless you come see them and pay them again. All right? So We are talking about a type of spiritual conversion here. Converting from sickness and disease. We're talking about birthing health in your body that can't be taken away. But you got a part to play in it. Are you following me? Now, I know I'm talking to people all over the world. People with all kind of sickness, all kind of disease. I know Satan, the spirit of infirmity. I know that, but the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. I think if you read in Matthew 4:23, 24, 25, 26, he healed them all. He healed a lunatic. He healed all who were possessed by the devil. He healed everybody. When in sickness, all manner of sickness and disease, he healed. He's constantly aiming to do that for us. But there was a secret that we needed to know, that food is not as it used to be back in the 50s and the 60s. It has been contaminated by greed, poison, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. From the cow down to the fish, mercury in it, and you eat it, going in your body. It's going to disturb those cells, and your healing was manifesting, but you come up with a revelation of moderation. Revelation, got a revelation, you eat a little bit. Revelation, no, stay on the scale until you get your victory, and then you won't be stupid enough to talk about no moderation. Because now, I had that too, moderation. But now I'm told, when I look at what the hell, they say, if you put one piece of chicken in there, that sound gonna go to work of eradicating what you tried to produce 4 months ago. That's a heavy, heavy thing over our head. I mean, I think when the Bible said Jesus is coming to look for a church without spot or wrinkle, he's coming to look for us not violating the diet that he set for us. And I had no idea. I've eaten all kind of things all my life. I don't know how I'm still living, but by the mercy and grace of God, I don't know how this whole church still living. We're all alive by the mercy and grace of God. We done put so much in our mouth, you know. He talk about how you make your declaration, how you make your confession. No, it's not what goes out of the mouth. Wait, what's going in it now? See, so it's important. So stop all insanity, well, my goodness, about your health, and begin to operate in the God kind of faith. Now, we have in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34, this woman who had a female problem, bleeding all the time. She went to many physicians and didn't grow better, but grew worse. That's a modern day example, because here's another problem. Not only is meat, dairy product, all been contaminated with toxin, but medicine is full of toxin when you put it in your body. So this woman went to all these physicians, and she couldn't be helped. She either taking her medicine, she got worse. That's happening all over the world today. Okay? She didn't grow better, she even grew worse. But look at the, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Look, Jesus is the physician that know what you have done wrong and have the power to straighten it out without poison. See? So anybody's listening to me now, those who are sitting here with me now, anybody, any kind of sickness, listen, remember the scripture? Say, God has no respect of poison? Huh? God has no respect of sickness or disease or none of that. Once he find a candidate that's going to obey him and going to follow him in faith, it's a done deal. Why? There is no sickness impossible for God to heal. Now, our bodies, because of a lack of knowledge, have been making a lie out of the scriptures. Because, you know, we holy, you know. We know Jesus. We pray in tongues, you know. We praise him and dance, run, fall out. But yet we get up and take our pill. Okay? So what you have to understand, what I'm teaching you is absolute help. I'm teaching you also, listen very carefully, the power of health is on the inside of you. That's what Psalm 139:14 is saying. Your soul know. Your soul knows right well. The power of health is inside of you when God made you, for he knew sickness and disease would be around. Say it, the power of health is on the inside. Think about now, cause and effect. See. The effect you have on the outside of your body is the cause of your negligence within to let the outside tell you what to eat. See. So they say about Jesus in Luke 5, he said he was in a certain city. He said the power of the Lord was present to heal him. The power of the Lord, all over the world today. I don't, people listen to me in Africa, different places, different nations. The power of the Lord is present to heal you. You say, yeah, but I got cancer. Ha ha. I got tuberculosis. I got arthritis. I got high blood pressure. I got a bad heart. I got bad arteries. The power. Because nothing impossible to him. And he had no respect of sickness and disease. You see. The power of the Lord. Now listen, let me get another way now. The power of the Lord is present on the inside of you to heal you. You see. God's word is your medicine. And God's food, eating the food that God designed you, Genesis 1:29, to eat, it's your medicine. Your medicine is your food is your medicine. All right? Now, they started off like this in the medical world. It started off, I mean, the man who led that thing, Hippocrates, I think it was his name, I can't pronounce his name good. David could pronounce it. But that's what they started with, that your food is your medicine and your medicine is your food. All right? Side effect, live long and not be sick. That's a side effect. The side effect of this is live long with no sickness. The side effect of a different foods you can eat, vegetables and juices you can juice and carrot juice and mustard green juice and all kind of juices. The side effect is live long and strong and die when you get ready. That's powerful, isn't it? That's powerful. All of us have seen loved ones suffer. We know what it is. We've been to the hospital and you can't, what you can do about it, you know? Too late. All right, let's go a little further. Let's get back to that woman. The medical world and the physician, a good physician will tell you he can't heal you. He'll help you as much as he can if he's an honest physician or she's an honest physician. And there are honorable doctors all over the world. But there always come the time, I've seen it more than one time, there's nothing else I can do. Call the family. I've been there, man. Call the family to get prepared. Got 3 days. There are all the medicine there, all type of doctors in the room. It's over. Most probably, listen to me, from a food disorder for so many years, that person come to the end of their journey early and dying ahead of time and dying, I'm going to say it, in disgrace. They just told me, I didn't know. John Anderson caught me as I walked out the pulpit last night. I didn't know a boy was dead. 53 years old, got a blooming ministry. In May, he died from colon cancer. You know, and I've said with observation, by revelation, any sickness, any disease, even if it was genetic, you say, mama had it, it still come from the food, because as mama eating, mama diet. You see, as mama eating, your grandmother diet. And your grandmother eating, the great-grandmother diet. If you get on the right substance for your life, no genetical or any of that stuff can come on you, and you shouldn't think like that, because your thinking gonna have to be straight. Your talking gonna have to be straight. I said some of the things last night. Your eating gonna have to be straight to walk in this, what God wants you to have. So the girl made up her mind, she heard about Jesus, and I think we're in a revelation of the same. Mark 5, you read it sometime, with the woman issue of blood. I think here with the revelation of what is the culprit, what is causing good Christians to die and sick and suffer, I think God had revealed it to us apostolically and prophetically, for the government of the kingdom can come back over our lives, and our lives not be run by a perverted appetite that has been developed over the years from one generation to another generation. God bring us back in the garden before the fall to tell us, this is what's going to bring you back to be 87 years old and say, give me the mountain, because I'm just as strong as I was when I was 20 as I am when I'm 80. You see, we have come to the conclusion that 3 score and 10 in which I am, then 4 score, 80, then 120, and then the Lord revealed to me, yeah, but I said a long, satisfied life too. So that can be whatever age you and I come up with, all right? This is so powerful. So when she found out about Jesus, we found out about Jesus. We know what he can do. So what the hold up? You know, I got to say, what in the hell going wrong? How did the hell get in here on us? How did this hell-fired life of breathing, can't hardly breathe, can't hardly walk, you ain't no more than 60 years old, God Almighty, you just start living. You're not halfway, you see. But because of the greed, satanic greed has, and this is so important, has polluted the things we used to eat and were saved. See, when I found that out, I said, oh, because I had this argument. He said, slay and eat. Don't call nothing I made common or unclean. Man got his hand on it worldwide with greed. And he pumped stuff in it. And so what was good is no good no more. And it wasn't God's will for us to put fire to it anyway. He wanted to be alive going in our bodies. Maybe that'll help you. All right. Let no one instigate how stupid you are because of your lifestyle change. You got some people going to kind of, you know, mess with you. You don't eat that? You don't eat that? They'll put it on me. You know, got you all eating like that? No, you got to have a revelation yourself, because you're going to come up on some stupid people who will instigate that, girl, you know what you're missing? Yeah, I'm missing dying early and being sick like you're going to be in the next few years. You got to make up your own mind. So there are going to be instigators, all right? Now, you're not an instigator, you're an investigator. That's two different people, all right? Let no one instigate how stupid you are because of your lifestyle change. Really, really the truth is, the stupid on the wrong end. They're the stupid one. If you start changing and you start getting results, you'll get results in a month, 2 months. You'll get results. Blood pressure, you'll get results. Just like that. You'll get results. Because that system in you is waiting for you to give it the right building material. It is designed by God to keep you healthy all the days of your life. See, what about a cold? We get a cold, we go take something. No, that's mucus coming out of here. The cold is, it let it drain out, snot, whatever it is, let it come on out. That's the mucus coming out. You stop it by going and get one of them stoppable things. I've been there, I know what it is. A cold means you're getting healthier. You're getting something out of you, all right? Here's another thing, I got four or five more. Remain in the power of real and absolute help through the strength of your inner man. You remember that's in Ephesians 3? He says, strengthen by your might in the inner man. See, this is an inner man decision you got to make. The outer man not going to make the decision. Why? Because of the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. It's our eating is a flesh lust. I know we don't like to say, don't tell me that. Yes, but I got to tell you, it's a lust of the flesh. I've seen people so sad when I'm teaching. I've seen them so sad. They look worried. They look confounded. They look, but weigh it against your health. I mean, here I go again. What the hell been happening to you thus far? What the hell can happen to you if you take proper instruction? That's why I say, my son, attend to my word, incline the ear to my saying. Keep them in the midst of heart for their health to all their flesh. See, you keep your eyes looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You see, don't look to the pot. Don't look to the slop. Keep looking at Jesus. Jesus will show you what to do. So, remain in the power of real and absolute help through the strength of your inner man. Your outer man, listen, has run you long enough. Your inner man is more powerful than your outer man. Your outer man is always there offering something. Your inner man, you have to meditate. You have to wait on him. You see what I'm saying? And then he'll make you stronger than your outer man. All right? Get all idol, I-D-O-L, out of food, out of your life that is not increasing your health. Food. Certain food has become an idol in our life. See, we thought we had no idol. But your favorite meal that has no life in it, and you say you got to have it, become a god in your life. Woo, I know it hurt. I know, don't shut me off. I'm thinking about myself, man. I had some dishes. Oh, Jesus. Thought I couldn't do without them. But the Holy Spirit from the inside is getting me out of my insanity, that I can fulfill the call that God have on my life. Tell you about that 53-year-old man, he just dropped dead. Left his wife here holding the assignment. Most men don't finish their assignment. Preachers are dying like flies because they don't know this one thing. They talk about the voice of healing, but they don't understand what I'm preaching this morning is the voice of help. I think this is the last piece of the puzzle, children. If we get this piece in alignment, get that out of food, process out of food that you can pick up in 5 minutes. Don't have to worry about fixing nothing, just go pick it up. It's dead as a doornail and it's full of poison and it make you happy. But I want you to add on to it too while you're happy. That's not how you're stupid too. Because it's just the truth, you know, it's the truth. And I'm trying to cut you. The word of God pulled to cut you, to get the curse off your life. You know, so every time you see, get the aisle of food out of your life that is not increasing your health. Call it aisle root. Now, how long now, son? All right. May the Holy Spirit give you the insight that help mean stand heel. Spell it, you see. Help mean stand heel. H-E-A-L is in that word, isn't it? Is H-E-A-L is in the word help? How you spell help? H-E-A-L-T-H? Huh? So the first word in help is help. So help mean stand heel. Now listen to this. God's perfect image of my every organ is now vitalized in me in perfect form. When you begin to eat live food, every one of your organs come to life. No matter how old the calendar say you are, they are built to come back to life, be alive and strong. We know too much to be so stupid. I'm using pretty strong words because I want the next time you am to put poison in your mouth, next time you decide to commit suicide, a slow suicide, you'll think that I minister to you the truth and God told me to do it. In Proverbs 19, I'm almost through, Proverbs 19, verse 27, here's a statement. And from that, I want to make a statement. Hold fast to divine instruction. Hold fast. That means don't turn it loose. That means don't make a decision without it. See, we're going now. Oh, yeah, all right, Lord. To do this, we're going to need a quickened word and the Holy Spirit. We're going to need a word from the Lord because the pull is too hard. It's the format of the world to eat wrong. It tastes good. Our taste bud, shout on it. You know, we got palate excitement come when certain things being cooked. So you're going to need the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, which is spirit and life, to say to you, what you doing? How far you want to go? How long you want to stay? Leave here. You want to leave here from a bed with sickness and disease? Or you want to leave like a rapture? This your time. I've read of men saying, call their family in, way up in age. Time to go now. I want my aunt did that. She now, this is what the Lord is saying to me about you. Ready to go. She's 96. Freeland mama, my aunt. She said, she pointed at me and said, you already know. You know what I told you a long time ago. Many years she had spoke to me, her and I had spoke about prayer. He told me it take prayer to operate in the spirit of the world. I understood that. So here in 19:27, it says, Proverb, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to error. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Every advertisement you hear on TV is trying to pull you from your heritage to get your money. Everything they tell you that is good to you is not good for you. So you got to cease letting them control you. I know we would watch and you're sitting there minding your own business, all of a sudden you're in the car. You don't know how you got in the car. You had the place. But junk food, it's just in there. I mean, it just, they got a way to get you. Them people got a way to get you, boy. There's somebody sitting at a table right now. I'm teaching you, and somebody sitting there now. How to deceive you again to buy their contaminated product. hear the word, focus on your internal, not eternal, internal life. Health is an inside to outside journey. Right? Health is an inside to outside journey. Now, Proverbs 4:20 in my closing is so powerful. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. Wow. Let them not depart from thine eyes. There's your eyes right there. Lord, open my eyes to this truth, that I may see your glory. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep them in the midst of your imagination, in the midst of your emotion, in the midst of your mind. Keep these words. Feed on them. And then he tells us why. God never tell you to do something and don't have a prize. Here's a divine surprise in verse, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Health to all? What? Health to all their flesh. All of it? All? You mean all, Lord? Yes, all their flesh. Then it says, so that a word flesh. Heart. That a word heart. Again, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Notice the word life more than one time. Put away from thee a forward mouth. There your mouth is. What's going out, what's going in. And perverse lip, living a double-minded man, a double-mouthed man, is unstable in all his ways. Let thine eyes, verse 25, there your eyes, look right on and let thine eyelid look straight before thee. Under the path of thy feet, there your feet, let all thy ways be established. When you're walking in a supermarket, what way you're walking? See? And you're going to stop at that little snack shop and get you a hot dog? Walking and learn how to make a raw hot dog. That one do exist. I think the twins went to another state and they called Leroy Montreal back and they say, find a place that make hot dog from raw. There are some of these foods you can make that don't even taste no different. It's just so powerful. And then the life in it. You sit there and you're eating, you know, and it might not have that perverted taste right now. You know that perverted taste? But it's a precious taste. Remember that, the difference between a perverted taste and a precious taste. Have your health in it. May I read this from the Amplified Bible? Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my saying. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find healing and help to all their flesh. 23 said, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard. For out of it flows the springs of life. Put away from you, verse 24, false and dishonest speech and willful and contrary talk put from you. Let your eyes look right on. I like this, what the Amplified Bible said in the 25th verse. With fixed purpose. Let your eyes look around with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. Verse 26, consider well, W-E-L-L, the path of your feet and let all your ways be established and ordered. Verse 27 in closing, turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Father, I thank you today that you permit us to travel in the spirit world, travel in your word, travel in places of direction and protection. Every person under the sound of my voice, I know they're in different stages of their life at this point. This revelation that come upon us seemed like all of a sudden to reveal burying our loved one early, good spiritual people dying early, can't breathe, can't walk. I knew all the while that you had, I knew the anointing was there. The anointing removed Satan's disease, but there was something putting it back in. I know you said you have overcome them, the children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This rheumatism come from it, arthritis. What is respiratory problem came from? And now we understand that if we be willing and obedient, we'll walk in good health our life. We thank you for it. We thank you for the impartation. Not just the information, but the impartation is traveling all over the world with love for all mankind. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it.